Welcome back to the News at One. We're going to that announcement first from the Gartha Commissioner, Drew Harris, about a new management model for the force. It starts on Monday, when the number of Gartha divisions in the country will be slimmed from 6 to 4. And between now and the end of next year, the number of areas the guards will patrol will decrease or be slimmed from 28 to 19 in terms of management. The Commissioner also said 1,800 more Gardaí will be available for frontline policing, that through a mixture of recruitment and redeployment. Now we can hear some of what Mr Harris had to say.
This is a growth in the number of an Garda Síochána who will be out on the ground. It's a growth in visible policing. There is a growth of sergeants in terms of 150 additional sergeants and additional 75 inspectors. So people will see an enhanced service. They will see an enhanced local service, because we want to be clued in and really fixed in to the local demands. I think concerns have been expressed, and part of going public with this is a chance to set out the reasons why we're doing this model in terms of the efficiency and effectiveness of the use of our resources. But also this is about providing a better service to protect the people of Ireland.
That was Drew Harris speaking earlier. He was also asked at that press conference about Brexit, policing Ireland and indeed policing Northern Ireland following the withdrawal of the UK from the EU, which of course will happen on the 31st of October.
We'll want to make sure that we're still able to share information, but if one thinks that the treaty that we will fall back to was written in 1959, so 60 years of improvement is going to fall away in terms of the development of criminal justice cooperation across Europe. So it's not going to be the same. We can't make it the same until there is some agreement between the United Kingdom and the EU on cooperation in respect of criminal justice matters. It is of concern, but I think there's a number of elements in respect of this. We do police a border area. We have ensured over the last 18 months that we've built up resources there, and we will continue to do so. We are dedicated to making sure that that remains an area where the rule of law applies. We will be there to keep people safe. We'll be there to deal with smuggling, as we are at the moment, organised crime, as we are at the moment, and indeed the threat from terrorists. So that will carry on.
And that was Drew Harris speaking earlier today. Let's talk to Peter Fahies. He's retired Chief Constable of both the Greater Manchester Police and prior to that the Cheshire Police. He was also a member of the Commission here on the future of policing in Ireland. And Peter Fahies, thank you for joining the programme today, this lunchtime. First of all, your reaction to what Drew Harris has announced today, it does follow, or it seems to follow very closely, the recommendations that you and your colleagues made last year in that review of the future of policing in Ireland.
Yes, you're quite right. It does look like a very good move. It's not just about sort of following perhaps what's happening in policing in other parts of the world or in the United Kingdom. It's actually following what's happening in most modern organisations. Most modern organisations are looking to reduce the levels of management, to reduce the space between those who run the organisation and those who provide the service to the public. And they also recognise that all of modern life now, including policing, is far more complex. And therefore, you need your staff on the ground to have the right skills, the right expertise to deal with, a very complex world, a much more accountable world where the public demand more and demand far higher standards. And so while this is a structural change in terms of the number of regions and the number of divisions, almost the more important issue will be how they're going to push power down to the local level. The Garda an Síochána is a very centralised force we found in the Commission, and therefore just as important will be pushing power down so local commanders can make decisions in line with what is the local need.
Because that is something that you very much found in reading through your report again this morning, this almost a fear of taking the initiative at district level, the sergeants, the inspectors.
Absolutely. You know, we found a quite astonishing level of lack of power, lack of autonomy, including, frontline Garda in terms of quite simple things they weren't able to do or where they had to ask permission to do things. And this is really important about, if they're going to have community policing and neighbourhood policing in an Garda Síochána, it is about those local officers.
You also found... Sorry to cut across you, but you also found a sense of alienation amongst rank and file guard in doing their work, this sense that they were detached somehow from the perhaps the upper tier of the management structures.
Well, that tends to happen in organisations that have far too much management and are too hierarchical. Most modern organisations have flattened the hierarchy because it's exactly that. Otherwise, staff at the front line feel alienated, they feel distant, and they feel that senior management doesn't understand the realities of how they're working. So, you know, that absolutely was a key feature. So the whole issue about building up the expertise of local officers, improving the training, giving them the tools to do the job, but also making sure, as has been announced, that there is the right expertise around them. You know, that there'll be other professionals. Again, those professionals will be available locally. So when they're dealing with things like complex sexual offences, complex investigations, the whole issue about digital investigations, forensics, that much more of that capability is going to be developed and available at the local level, which is going to be really important in terms of improving the service to the public.
The Commissioner has promised 1,800 additional Gardaí through redeployment or new hirings for frontline policing, that reinvigoration of community policing that I think is the undertone of much of what he's been saying today. How will I, as an end user of An Garda Síochána, someone who relies on them to keep my community safe, how will I tangibly see that? Because there will inevitably be a fear that over the next number of years, as this progresses, this reform progresses, that there will be slippage.
Yeah, I mean, I think there is a huge challenge in terms of civilianisation, as it's called, in An Garda Síochána. You know, a huge number of guards who at the moment are doing are in jobs which don't require the skills and expertise of a police officer. And that's going to be, you know, really difficult to be able to redeploy them, to make sure they've got the skills to be able to do that. I mean, as a member of the public, it's important that you should be able to see more officers out there on the street. The policing should be more visible. But the public also need to understand that a lot more policing is now there on the internet. Clearly, a lot of crime be now committed in internet scams, and therefore, you know, policing has had to be more complex, and police have to not only police the streets, but also have to, you know, police the World Wide Web. So, you know, it's when you contact An Garda Síochána as a victim of crime, you know, providing a much more professional service, more officers on the street. And as a result of, you know, the guards been deployed in issues which require the skills and expertise of a guard, that in all helps to enhance the professionalism of An Garda Síochána and make sure, you know, that more people want to come and join the ranks.
Peter Fahey, you're a former chief constable of the Greater Manchester area. Today, Drew Harris was pressed a number of times at his press conference about arrangements, security concerns around Brexit, what might happen with the joint initiatives between the guards and the PSNI, policing, security and so on, after that date. We don't have to remind you about the dangers of terrorism in Manchester. Do you share concerns, or what's your view on what will happen?
No, I think there's got to be grave concerns, and it's not just about the terrorism threat, it's about the reality of day-to-day crime, that, you know, criminals move around the world. As I say, internet crime is internationally based. It doesn't respect borders. And therefore, you know, the police need to have international agreements to enable them swiftly to share intelligence, to be able to track people, to be able to make arrests, to make sure that people can be brought to justice across borders swiftly. Otherwise, you know, the criminals are going to have a far easier time. And, you know, there's got to be grave concerns that those agreements aren't in place. And in the event of a no-deal Brexit, while undoubtedly, PSNI and Garda Síochána work very closely on the ground, if those agreements are not in place to share intelligence, then, you know, it is going to be far more difficult. And those criminals who do cross borders are going to exploit the situation and have an easier time.
The politicians then have a pretty urgent job to do.
It's a huge urgent job, you know, and as Drew Harris said, you know, involves agreements that take many years to put in place. So there is going to undoubtedly be a period of disruption. I'm sure all involved will try and, you know, try and find common sense ways around this. But at the end of the day, when you're talking about the sharing of data, intelligence, when you're looking at, you know, people's human rights, there needs to be the right international agreements in place, or policing is going to be much more difficult.
OK, Peter Fahey, thank you indeed for joining us this lunchtime from the UK.